Hello and welcome to the Affinity Collective Dispatch, a monthly audio update on what we've been up to out here in West Cavan. None of us are too much for photos or social media, but we're really into chats, so we thought that we would try this out as a format to kind of connect with people, let you know what's going on. As a bit of an introduction for those who aren't familiar, Affinity Collective is a land and housing cooperative in West Cavan, Ireland. We're right kind of on the Cavan-Leitrim border, if that's any help to you. The project was started in 2018. We became a registered co-op in 2020, and we bought 8 acres of land in 2021. The goals of the project are fairly broad, and intentionally so, but in a nutshell, it's kind of this. First, to take a small bit of land and housing out of the capitalist market and put it back into common collective use and responsibility. Second, to use this bit of land and housing to build further resources and power for our communities and movements. And third, to test out and share the legal model and formal structure that we've created and are still creating, with the hopes of contributing to a radical cooperative movement here in Ireland and beyond. In terms of politics and ideology, we are broadly anarchists. We take a lot of inspiration from syndicalism and platformism, from cooperative movements and radical histories of the Leitrim area. This podcast won't be delving too much into theory, however, but focusing more on the goings-on, projects, and upcoming plans and events of the collective. We hope it's interesting, we hope it's valuable for our friends, for our neighbors, for folks working on or thinking of starting similar projects, and for people who are just curious about us or are looking to get involved. So to start, gotta give you a bit of a lay of the land. So we've got 8 acres. It starts off kind of marshy fields and a bit of natural broadleaf woodland at the base of a hill. And there's a big steep hill and about as much marshy field at the top of the hill as there is at the bottom. There's an old stone cottage near the top, which we're slowly doing up. And we've got a 2 kilowatt solar panel system hooked into it. This solar panel system and a petrol generator, which we run sparingly, supply all of our power at the minute. We've built paths all around the land and have planted or just let grow a load of trees in the fields. The land would have naturally been forested before it was cleared and used as cattle pasture for years and years. Years of poor pasture management left it degraded into a sort of marshy, leech and tick and rushes filled field by the time we got it. But between the new trees, a load of siding and strimming, digging out old drains, digging new ponds, the land is becoming drier and more biodiverse year after year. And it's holding an ever-increasing variety of plants, bugs, and small wildlife. Down at the bottom of the hill, there's a garden and a homemade polytunnel. There's wood storage, there's an outdoor kitchen, there's a fire pit, 2 compost toilets, kind of basic accommodation. There's a car park out the front with a mobile home, which we currently use as our kitchen, living room, and a little guest house. We've got a drinkable well partway up the hill, and we're also hooked up to the local water scheme. We don't hold self-sufficiency as a goal or a value in and of itself, but we do like to minimize our energy use and reliance on extractive industry when it's practical and financially viable for us. None of us have much money, so we build slowly and with a lot of donated or found materials. We pool what money we can from our own incomes and fundraisers, and we decide by consensus how to spend it. We bought the land outright, so now the whole project runs on less, and often much less, than 800 euros a month. So for this first episode, we just want to share with you some highlights of the summer so far. It's been a really special time for us of community building and growth. Our biggest project right now is working on putting a bigger and better roof on top of our mobile home. It's an old mobile home that we got for cheap, and it's mostly grand but not totally sealed, and a lot of water and mold gets into the walls in the winter, So we're building a timber frame that's kind of extends on all sides, a bit bigger than the mobile, with a corrugated steel and clear plastic kind of mixed roof that will cover the whole thing and kind of extend on all sides. In time, we'll build a front deck and a few extra room off the side and back of the structure, but for now, the roof is the first priority. We've been tapping away at a leisurely pace since April, learning a lot about roofing as we go. In early May, a load of friends came down from Dublin for a very sunny roofing weekend. So big thanks so much to those mates. And with a generous donation from some other pals, we've been able to buy a bit more plastic so it's not so dark inside when we finish the build. So big thanks to that crew as well. Another small but important project we tackled this summer was getting laundry and showers running on the land. Until the end of May, we've had access to a fully plumbed and electrified house in the nearby village where some collective members have been living. But those folks have moved onto the land, so we had to kind of get our shit together. In April, we put in a boiler for hot showers in the mobile, and in July, we finally got our washing sorted. We've got just like a regular old kind of small washing machine hooked up to the Leckie system at the cottage. And then we've got rainwater collection up there, and you kind of have to manually fill the machine as it's running because the water pressure from the rainwater tank is too low. So still some figuring out to do, but honestly, it works. It's good. It's free. We love it. We've also organized a couple events. Back in May, some friends who were running a social center in Dublin helped us put on a fundraiser. We did a talk about the project and the radical potential of housing co-ops, or co-ops in general, to a packed room, and then three bands and a DJ put on a killer night of tunes. It was all pay what you can, and we raised about 500, which got split between the social center, musicians, and ourselves. Our cut of the funds has gone towards the cost of hosting more visitors here this summer. And that has been very well used. In June, we hosted a Get Hench Mehl over the solstice weekend. We had about 10 people out for about 4 days, hauling a bunch of building materials up the hill, hauling logs out of the forest, hauling a range out to the outdoor kitchen. Everyone got real hench. There were also folks on cooking duty, making a load of delicious vegan food. And we just did a lot of like swimming and lounging around, telling stories, playing tunes, practicing our set dancing. It's traditional around here to do a bonfire on your nearest hill on St. John's Eve, the 23rd. We ended up doing ours a day early, but it was still a great crack. It's a fun, fun night. During the Mehl and throughout the summer, we've had the privilege of hosting friends and friends of friends and strangers and new friends who are involved in a million different cool projects kind of all over the world, from solidarity encampments to occupations to leftist electoral campaigns, squats, co-ops, you name it. It's become a space for people to kind of relax, take a little step back, connect with nature, connect with each other, build some hands-on skills, and reflect on a diversity of tactics and ideas. We've also had an influx of new members and people interested in doing similar projects. It's really been amazing to see a community start to develop, and we're really grateful for everyone who's been involved. Looking ahead, August and September are going to be crunch time to get some projects done before winter rolls in. And a few of us will also be attending Climate Camp in County Tyrone in August. Hopefully see some of y'all there. We are always welcoming visitors, whether for a cup of tea or a longer stay. You can email us at affinitycollective@protonmail.com or message us on evil Instagram at affinitycollectiveireland. If you'd like to get in touch, we'd love to hear from you. Hear what you up to, hear that you want to come hang out, hear feedback on this podcast, whatever. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and catch you in a month.